Monday, October 23rd, 2006. Los Angeles Kings versus Colorado Avalanche. Regular season game number 9.
Volsky quick passing for Stamkos again. Wonderful shot block. Follow-up score! To the roof! One of the youngsters cashing in. Point. U.S. Olympian finding Milan Hayduk. Through the crease. Score! Joe Sakic!
Marty Turco in the Dallas net right now. And
hello and welcome to AvsCast episode number 19. The Avs had a bad start, but an amazing 6 unanswered goals, and the game score was 6-1. We won by more than Montreal beat us on Saturday, so that's a good thing. Rob Blake did not make his presence known at this game. He didn't score or even get any really good checks. Budaj, the Avs netminder today, has only allowed 4 goals in the last 3 games, has not allowed any power play goals, and has not allowed any third period goals either, although that was almost broken today. The Avs got an amazing 5 goals in the second period alone, and a season high of 6 goals during the entire game. Also, the Avs had 3 5-on-3 goals today, showing that penalties are really what destroyed the Kings. When we return, we'll have the first period under review.
When I pretend everything is what I want it to be, I look exactly like what you had always wanted to see. When I pretend I can forget about the criminal I am, stealing second after second just cause I know I can. But I can't pretend this is the way it'll stay, I'm just...
The first period was a pretty good period for both teams. The Kings scored about 15 and a half minutes in. I didn't get this live recording, but thankfully it had no impact on the game other than making the Avs come back a little better and preventing LA from getting shut out. About 4 minutes later, John Michael Lyles scored the first of Colorado's 3 5-on-3 goals.
Play continues on. No whistle. Power play in effect. Freeze ball. Far side. Lyles shot. It's tipped up to the top corner, and the Avs have tied the game at 1.
The Avs had a few more chances, but didn't produce on any of them. And the period ended with a score of 1-1. When we return, we will have the second period under review. The second period was dominated by the Avs, and I doubt even an LA fan would deny that. The Avs scored their second of the 3 5-on-3 goals 3.5 minutes into the period when Hajduk scored his first of 2 goals.
Ross for Lyles. Down low. Nice pass across. Loose puck score! Dug out. Put in. Milan Hajduk has put the Avs ahead on their second 5-on-3 goal of the game. Hajduk with his third goal. That's his first power play goal of the season.
And could you have been any more relaxed? That was just ridiculous to watch.
Just over 1 minute later, Savato scored the final of the 3 5-on-3 goals.
Down low, Arneson. To the point. Cross, deflected, shot, save, score!
At 10 minutes, Stastny got his second career goal. This time, it was even strength. It gave the Avs a commanding 4-1 lead, which, looking at the last game, a 3-goal lead means nothing.
3-1 lead for the Avalanche. 3 power play goals for Colorado, and Volsky moves in. His pass across. Shot, score! Paul Stastny finishes the play. The pass was deflected, yet Stastny stayed with it and National Hockey League goal, and the Avs now lead 4-1.
And the only problem with this is, why didn't somebody give Stastny 26 early?
Hajduk got his second goal with only 3 minutes and 35 seconds left. It was a pretty lucky and painful goal for Hajduk. A shot from the point that hit a stick and was deflected into his face, which redirected it into the goal. So that was, I would guess, pretty painful.
I think that went off the face of Hajduk and in.
Well, this is one of those. This is a tough score. This isn't the magic hands of Milan Hajduk.
Magic face.
That's the magic mug. Stastny is going to tip the shot. Nice shot by Brisebois. How about Brisebois? Oh, that's going to be his fifth assist now in the last two games for Patrice Brisebois.
The Avs managed to squeeze one more goal into the period with only 1.5 minutes left. Brunette got his third goal in the last two games to make it 5-6-1.
Got Segic on the far wing. The pass towards Segic takes it on the off wing. Back returned in front. Final fellow. Score!
Andrew Brunette. And it's 6-1 for the Avs. How about the play by Spatos getting knocked down but makes the pass across the slot? And the Avs leads.
That's it for the second period. When we return, we will have the third period under review.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too kind.
Yeah.
Ready?
Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need you.
Third period was pretty even. Neither team had too many chances, but they both had a few. And the main Los Angeles chance was with 2 minutes 25 seconds left in the period when a shot went off the crossbar and the post. From the usual angle, it was definitely questionable at best. But when they showed the angle from the ceiling above, it was obvious that it was a no goal. And thankfully, the refs came to that conclusion also. Wouldn't have really affected the game, but, you know, it's always good to have a smaller goals against. Nobody scored in the third period, and the game ended with a score of 6-1. And we have a new addition to the third period review, although we will only have it when we have a home game. The three stars of the game, today they were selected by Peter McNabb from Altitude.
Marcy to Madison Square. So the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. As fate would have it, Jay status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, we're in the 4-5.
Our temporary widget is done, and you can find a link to the download by looking in the show notes, podcast description, avscast.com. Click on the link that says Avscast widget at the top of the page, and you can find a little link that'll automatically download it. Or if you are in iTunes, you can just look at the show notes, you can look in the album artwork and just click the link there, and that'll take you directly there. Keep in mind, this is just a temporary one, and we will have a new one made by our friends at Seven Skate out in a few weeks, which will be much better. They are offering a 5-10% discount depending on the order size off any order. Just mention Avscast. You can find a link to their site in the show notes, the podcast description, or you can just click the link, as I said, in the album artwork. Please visit our forums, which can be found by just checking out the show notes or the podcast description. The show notes, as always, can be found at geocities.com/udtmnshownotes/avscast. Or you can simply copy and paste the URL found in the podcast description. That's about it for today, and until next time, have a good time. And happy birthday to the iPod, which turns 5 today.